Throughout Central California, those who work in the citrus industry are on edge. A tiny insect no larger than an aphid is threatening the future of the state's billion-dollar citrus crop. It's known as the Asian citrus psyllid.
It looks kind of like an aphid, only a little bit harder body, a little bit browner.
And the creature's babies are just as pleasant.
Nymphs are little yellowish things that sort of plaster themselves to the leaves and stems.
That was Beth Grafton Cardwell, an entomology specialist with the University of California at the Lynn Cove Research Center, just west of Visalia. The little bug packs a big punch. Just one bite into the leaves of a tree is all it takes for the insect to spread the bacteria that causes Wang Long Bing, a disease also known as HLB or citrus greening. It alters the production, appearance, and economic value of citrus trees, eventually killing them.
Wang Long Bing devastates the root system and the nutrition of the tree, and so early symptoms are yellowing of leaves, and then gradually the fruit becomes small and hard, and the juice tastes bitter, and eventually the tree dies.
HLB is considered to be one of the more serious threats to the citrus industry in the world, and at the moment, there is no cure. So far, the worst U.S. case of HLB has been in Florida, where over 32 counties have been infected. Since 2006, the disease has cost growers there over $3 billion and thousands of jobs. The psyllid was first detected in Southern California in 2008, and last year it made its way to Tulare County. Assemblymember Jim Patterson recently held a town hall meeting in Fresno to bring together state and local experts on the disease.
There's a huge issue at stake here, 10,000 jobs in California and $1.5 billion in crop value is at risk. And if we can keep the psyllid from turning into the tree disease, we'll avoid the problems that the state of Florida has run into. They now have 200,000 acres of diseased trees.
Since that town hall in late August, another county has been added to the list. Last week in the Kern County community of Wasco, one tiny psyllid was found in a backyard garden plastered to a piece of yellow sticky paper, known as a glassy wing sharpshooter trap. That's just weeks after six psyllids were found in Tulare County. In Wasco, Glenn Fankhauser, Assistant Director of Agriculture in Kern County, says even finding one psyllid shouldn't be taken lightly.
By itself, the psyllid isn't necessarily detrimental to the citrus industry in the state, as it would be if Wang Long Bing citrus greening were present in some trees. If we had both of them together, the psyllid is the vector that transmits it from tree to tree. That would be a problem if we had both of them together.
That is why the ag industry in California has launched a campaign to prevent the spread of the disease.
It's either them or us, so it's an all-out war. That's correct. If we don't stop the spread of the Asian citrus psyllid, and if we don't find Wang Long Bing before it finds the industry, we'll lose the California citrus industry.
That was Joel Nelson, president of California Citrus Mutual, a statewide trade association. He and others across the state want to keep California's $2 billion citrus industry free of the devastation that has plagued China, Florida, Mexico, and Brazil. Here's the good news. While the psyllid has been spotted in several counties, so far the bacterial HLB disease has only been found in one tree in the state. It made its way to California through what citrus experts say is per usual, a backyard citrus tree, this time in Southern California. The tree was quarantined and has since been pulled and is being analyzed. When a citrus psyllid is found in a sticky trap, officials set up a quarantine extending for 5 miles around the site. That means increased inspections and measures to prevent the pest from hitching a ride out of the zone, either on nursery trees or in leaves or twigs that can sometimes accompany freshly picked fruit. Some farmers are even taking the battle to the airwaves. Second-generation citrus grower Kevin Severins from Orange Cove, California, is the voice behind this public service announcement about the disease.
It's been called a death sentence for citrus, and it will kill the citrus trees in this grove, at my home, and in your yard, unless together we fight back.
He is the general manager of the Orange Cove Sanger Citrus Association.
Whenever you see your own grove, your own trees that you work hard to keep thriving and realize that if this HLB takes hold, that all could go downhill very quickly.
Severin says he's surprised how a creature so small can inflict so much damage.
A lot of times that's the way it is. It's not the things that we see and that are the most obvious that wind up being our biggest adversaries. It's the ones that are difficult to see and are insidious and just creep in slowly.
That is why he has joined a statewide movement to wipe out any psyllids that may make their way to Central California. While commercial growers are the most at risk, State officials say anyone with a backyard citrus tree needs to be aware of the issue.
It's not just a commercial citrus problem, it's a homeowner problem because 60% of Californians have at least one citrus tree in their backyard.
The same officials say that education about the psyllid is crucial because the fate of the citrus industry is now in the hands of both farmers and residential gardeners.
The average layperson can just learn what a psyllid looks like and what Huanglongbing symptoms look like in a tree so they can alert the authorities, especially if they're in the San Joaquin Valley where all of this is new.
The latest discovery of the psyllid in Kern County may be an indicator of what is to come for citrus in Central California. But farmers and ag advocates will put up a stiff fight before HLB becomes a reality in the region. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra Romero.